Excuse me.
Item number 9, from the Director Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to create two additional classifications, Park Worker 3 and Park Worker 4, within the seasonal park worker position, and to create three steps within each park worker classification. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit and the Departments of Administrative Services and Human Resources. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0.
Good morning. Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. We are respectfully requesting the creation of a Park Worker 5 position with the ability to underfill it with seasonal Park Worker 1, 2, 3, and 4. In addition, we would request the creation of three pay steps within each of those classifications. This is not a new model. The zoo created a similar seasonal structure 5 years ago. It's been very successful for them. It really has a lot of advantages. It offers us a lot of flexibility in staffing. It creates a career ladder for our seasonal employees and also allows us to give performance-based increases after 500 hours of service. In addition, we anticipate savings being rolled into additional seasonal hours.
We discussed this yesterday. I asked some questions yesterday in finance and for the points that were made, the flexibility and no levy and more hours, so there doesn't seem to be a downside to this. I'd like to move approval of this committee to concur with finance, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize I wasn't able to hear the finance testimony yesterday, but did have some opportunity to meet prior. There was a question I had when we met that you weren't quite able to answer, and that is that while I understand the creation of the fours and fives, I don't fully understand the underfilling strategy and how that's best practice. So if you could.
Chairman, Supervisor, the creation of a Park Worker 5 with the ability to underfill allows us that flexibility for the career ladder. If we were to create each one of these positions individually, we would have to designate a certain number of spots for each one of those positions. Mm-hmm. If all of those positions were filled, we would be unable to move from one classification to another unless there was a vacancy open. This way, when you create it at the highest level with the ability to underfill, that's what gives us the movement within that job classification, and we're able to promote from one to the other.
Okay. I guess my part of the problem to me is it doesn't seem very transparent in terms of the number of positions we really expect to have. And so by moving it to that higher classification, we budgeted at the highest amount, but yet we're expecting to have lower paid people. So how do we, because we're going to have ones and twos and threes, how do we know, I guess, what's the expectation on service levels or number of positions, and how do we see that if we're just marking everybody as a five and underfilling most of those positions?
Chairman, Supervisors, we currently have approximately 400 park worker positions, and we expect to retain that level. They will just be in those spread out between five classifications versus three.
So the current practice, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, the current practice is everyone's marked as a three and underfilled, or?
Chairman,
so
that's correct.
So there is no departure then in the practice?
That is correct.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The members of the committee, of this committee, are also on finance and audit, except Supervisor Lipscomb and Stamper. And yesterday I did ask for the fours, the park worker fours, and the park worker fives, if Ms. Schlesser could tell the committee the rationale between going from $10.86 to potentially in the next pay grade, $18.22 for the fives, and for $10.08 to $16.75 for the fours.
Chairman, Supervisors, we worked with DHR in regards to those pay ranges on the park worker fours and fives. The pay is very commensurate with their skill set that they're bringing in. We do require CDL as well as 2 years of experience in heavy equipment operation, things like 106s, which are very large trucks, snow plowing, some of our specialty equipment like camels or backhauls, those types of things, forklift operations. So they're coming in with a very high skill set. Therefore, that's why that pay grade was assigned.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else from the committee? If not, we have a motion. We'll take a roll.
Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with the recommendations of the Committee on Finance and Audit is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.